This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My guest tonight is a young lady who is part of a band called Jam Jar. I've got to ask where that name comes from because it's a little unusual and it's one of those names that just rolls off the tongue. It's actually a fantastic name, but it's a bit unusual, so I must find out what that's all about, find out what the band does, how they put themselves together, how long they've been around would be a good question to ask, I reckon, all those types of things. And to tell me all about that is one of the members of the band. In fact, she is the clarinet and a vocalist. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Lauren Malavi.
Hi David, thanks so much for having me.
Well, of course it would help, wouldn't it, Lauren, if I did this and put the volume up and then you could say hello.
Oh, hello.
Look at that, you're here. So good to have you in. My apologies for, usually I have a panel operator, but Corey's not available tonight, so I'm doing it all myself. And it's been so long since I've done it that I forgot to turn the microphone on.
That's all right. I got to say hello twice.
You did indeed. Now, you're a member of the band Jam Jar.
I am.
Now, before we ask too many questions about what the band does, the name, where did it come from?
Whoa. I don't know. I think, well, Ali, who is really the main organiser of the band, the trombone player and lead vocals, she came up with it, I think. And, I mean, one of the things we love about it is that we're definitely the kind of band that, you know, we've thought about having little pots of jam that we could sell at gigs and maybe having a little USB stick with some music on it, and as well as it just being a kind of, you know.
So does that mean that Ali's actually studied marketing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like it would fit in perfectly. So Jam Jar is just such a great little name, and I saw on your Facebook page that there is a little Jam Jar as your icon.
Yeah, it works pretty well, hey?
Very cute indeed. Yep. So if anyone wants to find out about Jam Jar, we can just go and search for Jam Jar on Facebook.
That's it.
Excellent. How many people are in the band, and how do you describe the band?
All right, well, there are six of us. We're trad jazz. I mean, maybe slightly untraditional trad jazz, but with a strong, I mean, we all just love the genre and, you know, are obsessed with all the trad jazz from all over the world, but, you know, all those classic Aussie bands like the Hoodangers and the Red Onions, you know, we just absolutely love them. So we're definitely, you know, trying to get a lot of inspiration from their sound and doing a lot with it, our own thing with it, yeah.
So you're traditional, but you're untraditional at the same time.
Well, we kind of get the genre and then, I guess, do what we want with it.
You twist it round.
Yeah. Bit of funk, bit of groove. Yeah.
Why do you do that? What is it that fits into the musician's mind to say, okay, trad jazz has been around for 100 years. I love trad jazz, but what is it that triggers your imagination, your creativity to take that next step to twist it round and create something new?
I mean, you know, it's all really because we just love the genre, but it's kind of cool. So all members of the band have brought songs along now. So I think one of the things is just, you know, we've all had different musical experiences, you know, it's from all different backgrounds. So we'll just bring our own unique vibe to our songs and putting them in a set.
And when you say you've come from different backgrounds, what type of things do we have within the band? Let's run through the lineup. You've got Ali first up, trombone player and lead vocals.
And band organiser, which she does very well.
Well, that's a very important job to do.
Oh, she's great. And, well, I don't know. I know her kind of first experience with playing gigs and stuff was with Scar, so there you go.
Oh, wow. And then moving into trad jazz as well.
Yeah.
You've got yourself, clarinet and vocals.
Yep. I also play a lot of saxophone and kind of come from, I guess, more of a funk background, really.
Uh-huh. Bryce, now this is interesting. Bryce Toccato, you're a trad jazz band. He's playing French horn.
Yeah.
I'd have to say the French horn was a bit of a surprise to me when I read it there.
Well, yeah. I mean, until I heard him play, I had a very different, as most people probably would have a very different notion of what the French horn sounded like, but man, he can wail on that thing. It's amazing. Yeah.
You've then got Fiona Steele on the banjo. Interesting name for the banjo.
Oh.
Steel. Mm. Do banjos have steel or plastic strings? They are steel, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Thomas Young on the bass.
Yeah.
And Sean Newell on the drums.
Yeah.
What's their experiences?
Ooh, well, I know Sean has background in a bit more rock kind of music, and he loves fusion as well. And Tom, actually, he also plays the pandeiro, which is like a Brazilian percussion instrument, and he plays
really?
It in, this awesome genre of music called choro. So there you go. Yeah. Very varied musical experiences.
It's a very eclectic group.
Mm.
But you're all young. You're all young musos.
Yeah, reasonably.
Yeah. And how long has the band been going?
About 2 years now, yeah.
And why did this eclectic group of people get together to play music?
Well, I think we kind of, lots of people, I think we've all done, we did music degrees at roughly the same amount of time. So I met Sean, I studied at the VCA, we were in the same year level and clicked, and I think Ali and Tom went to Monash. Yeah, we all went to different places and then it sort of just kind of were brought together through various musical experiences in Melbourne and just went, oh, I'd like to play dread jazz. Oh, I would. Okay.
And so you did.
Yeah, pretty much.
You get out and about much?
Yeah, yeah. What have we done? Yeah, so obviously we've got the gig in a week and we're...
I think I saw your name for Marysville.
Yeah, that's true. We're very excited about that.
When I went searching, there's quite a few lots of jam jars there's a few jam jars around, but quite a few of your jam jars that cropped up at various locations I found. And I was very interested to see the Marysville Jazz Festival. It's, what's the fourth year this year?
Oh, right.
And they always have an amazing program up there in Marysville.
Ah.
So looking forward to that.
Cool.
Recording? Do you have a recording of the band as yet?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh.
And you didn't bring it in with you?
Well, okay, technically we've got a recording, but it just hasn't quite been released yet.
Oh, it's that new, is it?
Yeah. Very, very new, yeah.
And why did you guys decide to record?
I think it was kind of time for us. We've kind of worked out what we're doing, one of the things I love about... So, yeah, we just recorded an album, actually, about a week ago.
Yes, that's very fresh, isn't it?
Yeah. But it was nice. Like, we've got every person in the band has actually contributed a song, which is lovely.
Oh, marvellous.
And so we kind of just had enough originals and really, well-chosen covers to fill it out. And it's, just time for an opportunity to get our music out there.
Fantastic.
In a recorded form.
When do you reckon it might be out and about? In time for Marysville?
So we did all the tracking, was it? I think, last weekend, golly, yeah. So it's all very fresh.
Well, very much so.
I guess the matter of seeing how long all the other things take, but definitely out later this year, I think.
Well, we will look forward to hearing that album when it is released later in the year, Lauren. Look forward to that immensely. Bit of trad jazz goes down well, particularly if that trad jazz might have something just a little bit different to it.
Yes.
I look forward to that. What else should I ask you? I don't think there's any other questions at this stage, because we're talking to Lauren from Malawi, from the band, the trad jazz band with a difference, Jam Jar.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Performing at the Marysville Jazz Festival a little later in the year. But you're performing next Saturday, August the 4th, for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, it's a 2-hour gig. I imagine you're probably not performing for the entire 2 hours, but you are performing at the Christchurch Hall, 10 Glen Lyon Road in Brunswick. Now, why are you performing there?
Because they'd have us.
Well, that's an excellent idea.
It's always a good thing.
But there is a very good community reason for it, isn't there?
This gig is a fundraiser for Befriend a Child in Detention, which is a really amazing charity that send toys and books and letters over to detention centres, so Manus and Nauru, to all the poor children that are still over there waiting to hopefully come to Australia.
I was having a look at the website this afternoon, which is befriendachild.com, and also the Facebook page, Befriend a Child in Detention. Lots of great things there about what the group is doing to support children in detention, sending colouring books and reading books and letters even. And there was an example there of letters that children in schools here in Melbourne have written and then sent up to the children who are in the detention centre in Nauru. And they're just beautiful. There's one here. Hey there, my name is Isabel and I'm 16 years old. I just wanted to let you know that I support you and I'm always thinking of you. Stay strong, with a kiss and a hug. Just such a nice little message. I imagine that the children in Nauru or any of the detention centres would be very happy to receive something that's addressed essentially to them, just letting them know that they're not being forgotten and that people are thinking about them.
Absolutely.
What is the band doing for this particular gig? Is it your regular playlist, or have you got anything special listed up?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I mean, so I think...
Or do you make it up as you go?
not really, no. But we're pretty fresh from all the recording, so we're doing our very best. I think we're doing an hour-long set from, was it 4 to 5pm, which would be really fun.
That will be marvellous. And Fadil Suna is also performing in the afternoon, and he plays an oud.
Yeah.
Which is a very interesting instrument.
Yeah, a Middle Eastern string instrument.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to hearing him play.
It's an amazing instrument to listen to. It's just got such a beautiful warmth about it.
Mm.
You could grab a oud and pop it into Jam Jar. There's a thought.
That is a thought.
Now, I understand that the group uses word of mouth, social media and events to get the message out there. To accept donations, whether that be in a monetary basis or goods, whether it be books or letters, etc. One of the names associated with the project is Dr. June Factor, who's an expert on the importance of play in childhood. And I suppose books and reading and colouring in type stuff are all part of, in a sense, play, isn't it, for kids as they grow up?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, what I can see, those poor kids don't have much stimulation over there, so anything that can just, help them play and...
we can only imagine what it must be like to be in a situation of that nature where you don't have the freedom to, as we can do, we can go out and go shopping, we can go to a jazz gig, we can watch our favourite band, might be Jam Jar up there on stage, but if you're in a centre such as that, there's not much you can do about it.
One of the most, I think in July it was the fifth year since the detention centres have opened, which is just devastating. And currently over 120 children are in detention, and like some of them were born there. Like they've never known anything else, which is just horrible.
Very sad indeed, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's good to see that Befriend a Child in Detention, the group is doing something about that to make their life more livable. And next week, the Jam Jar Band and Fadil Suna will be participating in this fundraising concert at the Christchurch Hall in Brunswick. Lauren, thank you for coming in tonight.
Thanks. Yeah.
What else have you found?
Oh, not that exciting. Oh. Well, I just wanted to say that, so the gig next weekend, it's donation entry, so just pay whatever you can, and it's totally family friendly, so everybody can come along.
And enjoy the amazing music of Jam Jar. I'm looking forward to I don't know that I can make it next Saturday, but I'm looking forward to seeing Jam Jar perform at some stage in the very near future. It'll be great to see. Now, you did mention a couple of bands that were, what would the word be, inspirations for Jam Jar.
Yeah.
And one of them, I think, did you tell me or did I read it somewhere that one of them was the Hoodangers?
I told you, and it's definitely readable somewhere. Definitely a big inspiration to us.
Why are the Hoodangers inspiration?
Well, what to say? I mean, they've just, their music, it's just so lively and it. I mean, and there's some, I don't know, it's just so Australian too, it's great. It's, they're quite iconic, well, at least to us, yeah.
Well, I thought I would play a little bit of the Hoodangers for you, as they're one of your inspirations, as a means to provide an opportunity for our listener to hear something that has influenced the Jam Jar Band. And they have been around, the Hoodangers, for quite a few years. There was an album they recorded back in 2001 with a little yellow duck on the front cover. It's called Cheap. Now, the Hoodangers are Ben Gillespie on trombones and vocals, Chris Tanner, clarinet and vocals, same thing as you, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Eugene Ball, trumpet and vocals. Mark Alton on the double bass. Mel Williams, a banjo. Ollie Brown plays drums. And on the piece I've chosen, the vocals are from someone that they introduce as Princess Hoodanger, Julie O'Hara.
Amazing.
It's a traditional tune, perhaps in keeping with the concept of befriending a child in detention, called Amazing Grace. Lauren, thank you so much. As I said, look forward to hearing more of Jam Jar as time progresses. Don't forget us when the albums are ready. We'd love to have you back in to have a bit more of a chat and feature some of your music on one of the shows coming up.
Great. Thanks. Thanks very
Excellent.
Much for having
Thanks.
Me, David.
My pleasure, Lauren. Let's have a listen to the Hoodangers and Amazing Grace.
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, I was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Well, 'twas grace that taught my poor soul to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, how precious did that grace appear to me that hour, oh, that hour that I first believed.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.